This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Tomorrow is primary election day in Ohio. Joining me to talk about it is WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Ohio voters will choose their Democratic and Republican candidates for governor, but what else is at stake?
Well, you know, if you judge by the television and the TV ads, you would think there was nothing else on the ballot, but there is. There are many hundreds and hundreds of local issues all over the state, and there's issue one, which is a fairly dramatic change in how congressional districts would be drawn after the next census. And it's a big issue, and it has widespread support. And you have also a smattering of contested candidate races in various counties. Not a lot. Most of them are unopposed, but there are a handful of them in each county.
Now, we can't avoid talking about the contested primaries, but particular candidates besides Governor, is that what you were talking about? And then
Yeah. We
also have the governor's races. We can't ignore those. That's where the attention and the money really is, as you
Sure. Said.
So where are they standing before Election Day?
Well, before Election Day, I mean, right now, I think, you know, they've spent, especially on the Republican side, they've spent millions and millions of dollars in TV ads, mostly attacking each other, Mike DeWine and Mary Taylor. To me, right now, those ads mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. You need to just tune them out, because the only thing that matters now, between now and 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night when the polls close, is the get out the vote effort, the GOTV, as they call it. And whoever has the best organization to be able to locate their voters, get them out to the polls, make sure they voted, is going to win that race.
So what are we seeing in terms of polling in this race? Is there anything out there?
Yeah, there was something late last week from Baldwin-Wallace University, which was fairly recent. It ran from April 24th to May 2nd. It showed something interesting on the Democratic side. It did show Richard Cordray with a sizable lead over Dennis Kucinich, but it also showed that even at that late date, there were 4 out of 10 likely Democratic primary voters who had not yet made up their minds. Now, in my experience, when that happens, those voters tend to break about the same way that the ones who have already decided do. Not necessarily the case, but, you know, it usually happens that way. On the Republican side, Mike DeWine had a substantial lead, 52% to about 25% for Mary Taylor. And about a quarter of the electorate on the Republican side was undecided. So, you know, if you had to guess, you would think you're going to come out with Richard Cordray and Michael DeWine as the candidates for governor. But it's a matter of turnout and a matter of who shows up and, like I say, who organizes the best on Election Day.
Now, if DeWine does prevail, assuming that happens, will those attacks by Mary Taylor damage him in the general election?
That's an interesting question, Marianne, because some people, you know, have assumed that they will. I don't think they will. I mean, she's been attacking him for being not conservative enough. She's been calling him a liberal. She's been calling him D.C. DeWine, and saying that, you know, he's not in line with Donald Trump. I can't imagine Rich Cordray or Dennis Kucinich or any other Democratic nominee for governor attacking Mike DeWine for not, you know, being conservative enough or being a liberal. I mean, it's going to be a whole different message. Primary elections are, you're preaching to the choir. General elections, the choir gets a whole lot bigger, and it includes a whole lot of people who are not in your political party, and you have to try to appeal to them too.
Well, let's turn it around for the Democrats. Same thing. What do you expect there? Is this primary battle going to lead to lasting damage?
I don't think so. I mean, the Ohio Democratic Party has made it very clear, and they have not endorsed. The Ohio Republican Party has endorsed DeWine, but the Ohio Democratic Party has not endorsed anybody. But they have made it clear to the candidates that during the primary, they are to play nice. they are not to be attacking each other every day. And for the most part, not entirely, but for the most part, they have gone along with that. So I don't think they would be damaged coming out of the primary because they had a tough fight. You know, a tough fight is not something that the Democrats usually shy away from.
We'll remind everybody of the poll hours. They are from in Ohio from 6:30 tomorrow morning till 7:30 tomorrow night. Yes. Indiana also,
which is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And they have a big Republican primary on the Senate side.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.